WFODICKS.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I listen to show every day.
WFO dicks. That does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm already wasting our time, I want to
this all like from
nothing.
That smells like the clone now.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, I need to
put on a line.
Have I married?
There's blood!
WFOD starts now.
When I was little, my mom, she wouldn't let me play violent video games, right? She's like, violent video games lead to violent boys. She had a speech impediment. But the thing is, she'd let me play a board game, right? No violent video games, but yet she let me play a board game that taught racism, right? On accident, she didn't even know, right? The board game's called Guess Who. Anybody ever play this? It's a horrible game. You shouldn't let little kids play. This is how the game works. It's 50 faces on a board, right? And each face is on a little window that you can shut, right? And you and your dozy buddy at age 8, you draw a face that matches one of those faces, and you try to figure out what he has by using describing terms, right? So you're like, does your guy have a mustache? No. So you put down all the mustache guys, right? Right, but here's the problem with the game and why kids shouldn't be allowed to play it. It was made in the 70s, right? So there's 48 white guys, only 2 black guys, right? And it's a describing game. You see where I'm going with this, Vegas? So you put it together even as a dumb, dopey 8-year-old that if you draw the black guy, you lose. Right? That's a horrible thing to teach a little kid. Life is great. You're like, ah, gumdrop, bubblegum. Oh, no. Right? And you're like, well, maybe he won't ask. Right? You're just hoping, like, don't ask, don't ask, don't ask. He's like, does your guy have a hat? You're like, oh, thank God. No. Next question, right? But after 4 or 5 questions, he'll take a stab at it. Right? He's like, is your guy white? And you're like, dang it. No, right? And then he's like, is it Clarence? Dang it. That's a horrible thing. It's messed up, right? You can't have a game that is only one race in 2008. That's not fair. You should have to call it what it is, right? Like white guy guess who, or Caucasian guess who, or you know, they can make it black version, who dat, right?
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
So up.
And via Skype, the king of pranks, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Zing!
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. Or, of course, WFOD show on Skype. We do have a big show tonight, Napier. A big, big show.
I hope so.
There's a lot going on. There's so much to talk about. I can't even help myself. I'm so damn excited.
Travis. Titty meat.
You sound really excited. It's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, we might have a guest.
Ooh.
At the break. Not really sure. So we'll see.
Let's do this.
There's a confirmation that it's unconfirmed.
I am 70% sure we're having a guest tonight, because I was told we are having a guest tonight.
Well, turn off those extra apps so it doesn't drain that 70% faster.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll see, Travis, you know?
Yeah, that's right. You just take it as it comes. You know what I mean? I mean, why live in the future?
You know, over the years, Travis, our show has had a whole bunch of great ideas that I feel could have been big hits.
Would you say there was a plethora of good ideas?
I would. And the ideas that I think that if we actually pushed them, would just make us $1 trillion. And one that I feel kind of gets overlooked is Paul's outgoing cold calling sex line.
Do you think that's something that can be marketed?
Absolutely.
I don't know if I'm familiar with this this idea.
Well, I feel like it's been long enough. And in the chat, they're asking about battery power. And you are correct in asking about that. The show is still on battery power. But yeah, that sound effect was last week. I don't have
it. Oh, come on. I'll be waiting for it.
You're waiting with bated breath.
Like, here it comes, here it comes.
Maybe I'll add it in post.
Battery power.
This will make sense.
That battery low light is really tiny on that thing.
Yeah. No, that battery low light don't work.
Oh.
You need another battery.
People in the chat, do us a favor. If you stop hearing the show, let me know so I can go change batteries.
You got those on call? You got a bunch of those lined up?
Calling sex line, Travis, is pretty simple. You know how you get the solicitations over the phone? People are trying to sell you lawn care or plumbing work or new windows or whatever it may be.
I'm familiar. I haven't had that in a handful of years. Got rid of a landline. You get rid of landlines?
You get a sexy lady just to, like, call people and just, like, ask to talk to the man of the house and then just start dirty talking them a little bit? Be like, oh, I'm so wet right now. Where are you? Are you at dinner with your family? Oh, can you go in the other room? Oh, yeah, I'm so excited right now. And do that and, like, get them primed up. And then tell them, hey, if you want to keep going with this, you know, we need a credit card number.
Listen to me real quick. I got a story about this. I work in an office.
Napier, Travis has a story.
Is it a good one?
I manage a building, so I constantly get these cold calls trying to sell me janitorial supplies, office supplies, you know, just general things you'd find around in a warehouse. And one slipped by. Usually my admins do a pretty good job of keeping those calls from me. And one slipped by. And I took it and I started talking to this gal, and she was talking about, I can't remember exactly what she was selling because she clouded my judgment, where she started talking about, hey, I'm your rep for this. And I'm probably going to be in the area pretty soon. And I was just wondering if you wanted to get together and kind of chat about things, pertaining to your business. I was like, oh, I don't, you know, I'm not really in the market. She's like, well, what do you like to do outside of work? And we kind of had this weird chit chatty thing going on, and I was bored. So I was playing. And eventually she said, well, maybe I could, when I come into town, I could take you to dinner. She's like, what do you like to eat? I'm like, oh, I like to eat steak. She's like, oh, she's like, yeah. She's like, steak. I like a big piece of meat.
Yeah,
then,
you do.
And then it immediately turned into her sexy talking me.
She was just looking for an in.
She was looking for an in.
There's a big piece of meat. She's like, there it is.
There it is. Found it. And her voice dropped like an octave. And everything she said was about how she was coming to town and how she could maybe help me out and this and that. And it completely turned into her trying to sell me her wares by doing the exact thing that you're talking about. I never heard from her again, obviously.
Obviously.
It would be great if she said, look, I really need this account. I'll let you slap fuck me in a motel room if I get your janitorial supplies.
It was so close to that. I was on the phone with her for a good 20 minutes, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was rock hard by the time that was done. And I was sitting at my
this
desk.
This chick is coming on to me.
Sitting at my desk, and I can't tell any, like, who am I going to tell? Right. You know what I mean? They're just sitting there staring at the wall, wondering if that actually happened.
Yeah, you're just scooting further under your desk.
Like, I can't get up for a couple of minutes. I'll be fine in a second. But yeah, it was one of the most bizarre experiences I've ever had with a solicitor trying to sell me some bullshit for
but
my
see,
house.
Travis, you were enticed. You were interested. You wanted to know what this lady was selling.
That's and exactly right.
At the very end, if like a couple of minutes, she gets you primed up, and then asks you for a credit card number, I guarantee that would be a profitable business.
If she was able to slip it in, pun intended, if she's able to slip it in correctly where she got you to that point and she didn't just say, I need your credit card number to continue, but like was able to like, hey, you know, I am coming to town. If I could just get, you know, your detail. I think the sales would probably triple.
Like, you know, when you go to shady websites and down in the little right hand corner, the little text message box comes up. You're like, hey, I'm in the area. Click me. And I was like, hey, live streaming fuck shows. You know, it's like, I wouldn't mind watching a live streaming fuck show. You know, look on the scale of things that I would enjoy watching, live streaming fuck shows is on that list somewhere. I mean, yeah, whether it's high, it just really depends on the type of day I'm having.
I'm looking at Pinterest to see what kind of bird baths I can build, and you've grabbed my attention.
I think what you're talking about is ChatterBait,
but in real life,
yeah, I mean, it's a webcam
show. Let's talk about
show.
like a 50-something-year-old man.
Yeah,
is just sitting at home watching The Price is Right. I mean, like, I'm picturing my dad. I'm picturing my dad sitting at home watching The Price is Right at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday. And some pretty young lady just calls him and starts fuck talking him on the phone. I mean, he's gonna be like, who is this woman fuck talking me? I want to know more.
This is much more interesting than The Price is Right.
Right. This woman is paying attention to me. I've been at home since 7 o'clock this morning doing nothing. This is the most exciting thing that's happened today.
I bet if my grandpa was still alive and that happened, he would say, I'm sorry, sweetie, but you sound like a minority group that I don't associate with, and then hang up.
But I mean, like, he's just waiting for an opportunity to like have one of those Hillary Clinton people call him so he can say, I'm not voting for that bitch, and hanging up on him. I mean, imagine if there's somebody trying to fuck call him. He'd be excited.
And also a Hillary supporter.
One fuck talk probably wouldn't change his mind.
How about two?
Yeah, maybe. Schedule a follow-up.
Did you see the thing about the Matt Damon movie that he helps defend the Great Wall of China? And everybody's freaking out.
Oh, yeah, whitewashing.
Yeah, he's a white guy trying to help save the Great Wall of China.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the other day that a fun game to play might just be to have our listeners send in things that we don't think there's any possible way that there could be outrage about it. And it'll be Travis's job to find something to protest about, like kittens.
Find, you know, the outrage.
Yeah, find the outrage in kittens.
It's got to be more specific than just saying kittens, though, because all these days, like, oh, it's a movie about this and this and this, or it's a song about this and this.
You like that movie that Kevin Spacey turns into a cat. I mean, there's got to be something to be pissed off about that, right?
Isn't that Nine Lives?
That's really offensive to furries, okay? Now, all the furries want to be cats. Why does Kevin Spacey get to be a cat? This is horrible.
And why does he get to be a happy cat? Why isn't this cat like the ones in the Sarah McLachlan commercials where they're trying to make you feel bad about how poorly these cats are?
So Kevin Spacey should have been a cat in a bad situation.
Yeah, so you can understand what they're going through.
I think he was a rich guy, and it was kind of like a Ebenezer Scrooge thing. Like, he was being taught a lesson about how he shouldn't be such a prick.
No, it definitely should have been a poor cat.
And so they turned him into his own cat. Like the cat that lives at his house.
You know what I got from that preview? Now that I'm older and I can, you know, see the world and, you know, I've experienced life. The opening preview of that, of him being a dick and being at work all the time, sounds like a dude who's just trying to feed his fucking family.
Right. It's a cutthroat world, man.
All of those movies are just that exact same thing where, oh, you're just not here for us. It's like, yeah, lady, but you don't work, and we have three kids in a house that probably costs $3,000 a month.
Look at how pampered this fucking cat is.
Remember last year when you wanted to go to Disney World, couldn't afford it, still went. Now I'm paying off that credit card.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I got to be mean to somebody. You know?
The only way that you could actually set that Nine Lives movie up to be like, oh, this is justified that he would turn into a goddamn cat, would be if when he came home from that job after like a 14, 15-hour workday, that the first thing he did when he walked into the house is like boot the cat across the living room.
Oh, so like every time he came in the house,
he just like booted the cat across the fucking living room.
And so then when he became the cat, he was like, man, I'm still kind of feeling that. That must have hurt.
Do you think anybody wonders where the dad is once he becomes the cat?
Is the dad still around? But
I think the dad can talk as the cat.
What would be really fun is if the dad turned into the cat turned into the dad, yeah, like, and was running around like licking himself and stuff. And like, it was like a Freaky Friday.
Right.
Like, so there,
I'd actually watch that movie because the cat would be doing weird shit in that man's body, like continuously licking his penis.
Like whenever there's like a tense moment or like a really like, you know, dramatic moment, you just see Kevin Spacey in the corner shitting himself or all over the rug.
It's like jumping up on the banister on all fours.
Go looking for sand volleyball courses to shit in.
And just trying to get naked to get all these confining clothes off of him as he's duking. Does not work a zipper, so he's just constantly pissing himself.
Travis, you said you're having a problem with your teeth?
Oh, yeah, I'm having some issues, some pain issues. I have a bum tooth, and my bum tooth. I think it's I had a crown put on, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months ago with no problems. The dentist told me, hey, you know, if something goes wrong with this, you know, like once we grind this sucker down and we put this temporary crown on, if it doesn't feel right, then we're probably going to have to do a root canal. And that made me cringe.
So a crown is like what? They drill out the bad part?
No, they file your tooth down till, you know, like probably smaller than a pencil eraser. They like grind it down to like the middle part of your tooth, take it down like probably to about a couple of centimeters, and then they like fit a fake tooth over the top of it.
Huh. So it just kind of hangs out there. It's just that's where it lives then.
Yeah, and it feels like a real.
What do they attach it to? How do they attach it? Is
the
it
tooth,
glue?
They put like an epoxy, yeah, like a super, super.
So they just glue
mouth cement.
They just glue a fake tooth on cement. Top of your tooth.
Yeah, they glue a fake tooth on top of your tooth, and it seals everything up, and then it slits because they like retract your gums and shit. And then when they put the crown on, then the gum like grows over this fake tooth, so it's just like a real tooth. You don't after like 3 days, you don't even notice it. So he told me we'd have to do a root canal if it didn't take. It totally took. It was fine. 4 to 5 months later, which was like 3 days ago. 4 days ago, I started getting like temperature issues. Like when I drink a cold drink, I'd be kind of get like, ooh, that's not right. And progressively over the course of a few days, it's gotten to the point where I cannot chew. I ate a banana this morning and I wanted to cry.
Can you just kind of mash up a banana with your mouth?
Well, that's the thing, is it came lunchtime and I had to go like pay car insurance and shit. So I was out and about and I was like, oh, I wonder if there's any place in town that sells like smoothies, because obviously I can't chew shit. Well, then I changed my mind and I just got a peanut butter and banana milkshake from Culver's instead.
People in the chat room are posting pictures of tattooed teeth. Apparently that's a thing now. You can get your teeth tattooed.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah. It seems like the kind of thing that you wouldn't want to do.
Why don't you just have them rip it out?
See, because what you're going to do is you're going to be talking, Travis, and people are going to see like a weird thing on your tooth, and they're going to like pay attention to it. They're going to try to figure out what the fuck is on your tooth.
What they're going to think is that you drink too much Mountain Dew and also indulge in the dip too much.
Yeah, they're going to say, no, this is not a person that I should talk to.
Yeah,
they're going to see that Mickey Mouse on their tooth.
They're going to say your tooth shouldn't be black. You should probably go to the dentist.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're like really, really opening your mouth and letting people look at the Mickey Mouse on your tooth, they're just going to think that you got fucked up teeth.
Right.
Yeah. So don't do that. That's the official WFOD stance on teeth tattoos.
No teeth tattoos.
Is don't do it.
How does that not get a cavity? You would think like that's going to fuck them
I guess
up.
It's like an etching or something, wouldn't it?
Well,
so
yeah,
you're taking off some of the layers of your enamel, and that's bad news.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't imagine that's permanent. What could you put on a tooth that's permanent?
Somebody had a picture of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I see a Mickey Mouse and I see a motorcycle in the chat.
Why didn't they put Mickey Mouse on a motorcycle? What a failed opportunity.
It wasn't that big of a tooth. Plus, it had all those curves and shit. I mean...
We're getting a call, Travis.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is Mike there?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Justin Silvera calling regarding Jeff Dye.
Hi, Justin.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So, you mentioned that you could do a pre-record. Do you think that you could do that for tomorrow night?
I'll have to check with the guys and get back to you, but that could be a possibility, sure.
All right. Then let me know. His schedule has just been insane. I don't know how else to describe it. So we're trying to make every accommodation across the board, and perhaps we're just spread thin. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll check with the guys, and I'll get back with you probably tonight.
All right. Let me know, and I will have him on set tomorrow night as well, and hopefully it'll be a little less hectic on set. But they're in the middle of shooting a Spike show, and it's just been a challenge to say the least.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, sir. So, Travis.
I guess we're
that,
not...
That was made abundantly clear that the show was live at a certain time, and that the number that he just called was the live call-in number.
Well, he's probably, you know, in California. He was probably thinking California time.
So, why did he just call the live call-in? I even gave him my cell number, Travis.
You know, that was pretty courteous of him to make a phone call, though, instead of...
Make a phone call 10 minutes before...
But I mean, instead of sending an email at the last minute, he actually called. That's pretty nice.
He didn't confirm anything. He said, strong maybe. A strong maybe ain't even a medium yes.
Listen to me. That's still pretty solid that the guy called, even if it was a couple of minutes before. He didn't just like, I mean, he didn't Jeff Tate us.
That's right. Anchor in the chat. Says he assumed you have a call screener. Most shows have them.
Yeah,
we don't have a call screener.
Well, guess what we need?
That is absolutely correct. Professional shows have a call screener. The call screener would have taken the call.
All of our guests I think we've ever had think we're more professional than we actually are.
Yeah, that's part of our trick, Travis.
Part of the trick, yeah. Part of the charm. That's how we get some of the guys we get.
I like him already. The manager.
I'm editing all of that out. Yes. Because that's nonsense.
That's just for the live listeners.
That was fucking nonsense is what that was, Travis.
I thought it was great. You have no sense of humor, sir.
I think it's amazing, but I also think it's a special treat for the live listeners. So good for you guys.
Good for you guys. So the big show, not such a big show anymore.
Yeah, it's still pretty big.
Not just a show.
No, hey, it is a big show. We just had a guest.
Listen to me. Well, what I can gather from our guest is that the Spike show is going really well, but a little hectic.
I'm glad to hear
that
the
Spike show is busy. You know, there's a lot going on, Travis. There's a lot going on. His new show is premiering next week.
You know what spread thin means? Working.
Working?
Yeah, doing his thing.
Right.
Kicking ass, man. He's on like 50 shows right now, and good for him.
Yeah, how can you not respect that? I think that's amazing. I'm on one show, and I can't deal with it.
Yeah, it's like 6 o'clock over there. I'd be pissed that I was still working.
Look, guys.
Did you hear that they're talking about casting Cable and Domino already?
Really?
Yeah, Mike, did you see? I think that...
Tom Hanks.
No. I think that the choice that they've actually have talked about floating around, it's very close to your Tom Hanks thing, but like a younger Tom Hanks, I think.
Why?
Colin Hanks?
No, they're talking about Kyle Chandler.
I don't know who that is.
From Friday Night Lights, and you'd know him if you saw him. He's in that Netflix show, Bloodline, I believe, but he's in the Friday Night Lights TV show. He's been in a bunch of shit.
Cable looks like a jacked 50-year-old. Why would you have somebody that wasn't a jacked 50-year-old?
Cable doesn't look like a jacked 50-year-old. He just looks old because he has white hair. He's not actually old.
Yeah, but he's led a hard life.
He's like a 40-year-old guy with white hair.
Why don't you find a 40-year-old guy with white hair?
Kyle Chandler is probably a 40-some-year-old guy, and I guarantee you they'll dye his hair white.
Really? He's that old?
Fuck. Yeah, yeah.
He's that
old. How old do you think you are, Napier?
Fuck.
Napier, you're old as shit. You
yeah,
got a
man.
Foot in the grave.
Like, come on. Like, you yeah. can't you judge
and I mean,
people.
Like, with your habits and stuff, you probably only got, like, I mean, if you got 30 more years, you'd be lucky.
That's amazing if you have 30 more years.
The last time I went to the doctor, she took my blood pressure.
Did she check your prostate?
Well, the nurse took my blood pressure and said, yeah, that's real high. And my doctor comes in and then does her thing. And then towards the end, she's like, you know what? We should probably do this blood pressure thing again. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, yeah, that's lower than it was before, but it's still pretty high. You do realize 30-year-olds can have strokes.
Did you tell them that you use 2-liter bottles of soda as a single serve?
I told her that, and this did happen right before my doctor's appointment. There was a storm. And my wife's dog got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and started screaming. So I had to go and
make
like,
the sound that the dog made. Because you see, most people would say that your dog was barking, but that's not what you said.
No, it wasn't barking. It was rah, 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 over.
Well, I wouldn't say that is a scream either. See, that's kind of like what I would imagine it sounded like. Yeah, that was kind of like what I would imagine a dog screaming would sound like.
Well, it was making these squeaky ass squeaks and then like clawing at her cage. So I let her out.
Wait. Your dog's got an inside cage?
Well, crate, yeah.
Inside.
Put your dog in a crate, Napier.
Yeah, because it pees when it's outside the crate. So in the daytime when we can watch her, let her out of the little crate. But she's got like a pillow.
Kyle Chandler
food.
Was the Friday Night Lights guy, wasn't he?
I said that like 3 times.
I was distracted, Travis. My show is unraveling.
You fucking kidding me? I said Friday Night Lights like 3 fucking times.
Travis, Mike doesn't remember it because Mike didn't say it.
Jesus Christ.
We need to take a break, okay?
Wait, I gotta get more of this bullet rye whiskey.
We need to regroup.
Like an oral antiseptic.
Yeah, fuck you.
Just drink whiskey until it doesn't matter.
And now, another WFOD phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Hulse.
Hi,
I was just calling about that $4 for $4 deal that you guys have going on.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what's included in that?
You get your choice of either the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger or Crispy BLT Chicken Sandwich. It comes with an order of nuggets, fries, and a drink. And your nuggets, you have also a choice of either the spicy or the regular.
Are you able to swap out a small Frosty for the drink?
You sure are.
Oh, that's fantastic. And do you have Coke products or do you carry Pepsi products there? I'm sorry.
We have Coke products, and we also have a freestyle machine, so you can get, like, any flavor of Coke or any other flavor.
Oh, so I can put, like vanilla in my Diet Coke?
Yep, we have Diet Coke vanilla. We have orange, lime, grape, strawberry.
That sounds really good. I thank you for your time.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you. You have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. She just got taken by another classic Frank King character.
This is Strange Label.
It's time for Drunk's Amazing Animal Fact. Here's your host, Drunk.
Male turtles grunt. Female turtles hiss.
Yeah.
scene. Travis Hulls is the king of pranks.
Exactly.
That.
Did we go to avant-garde with that fucking bit?
Avant-garde?
Yeah.
That's kind of our thing, is avant-garde, right?
No.
Boy, they're going to hate when this bit goes on for like 5 weeks.
We recorded at least 10 of those in like a 20-minute span of time. Get ready,
guys,
for more animal facts and prank calls.
I mean, if the first one didn't go over, by week 5, they're going to be real fucking tired of it.
No, there's still some karaoke's in there to brighten everybody's mood.
Oh, should I mix them up?
No, same time. Squeeze out a little more time for the breaks. Get some more cigarettes and clinky glasses in there.
Travis! Oh, I hear the ice a clinking.
What's this?
Travis.
Clinky glasses, you say? Yeah, what?
In the chat room, they don't get why your bit is funny.
What bit?
The king of pranks, Travis.
I was laughing my ass off while we did that.
I was laughing my ass off while Travis was making those prank calls.
What's to get? I'm the king of pranks.
Yeah, Travis is the king of pranks. No one is better at prank calling than him.
Hey, no one's safe from the king of pranks. You work where? Huh?
Yeah.
You work at a Cost Cutters?
Yeah, you tell us where you work, and then
yeah,
come and get you.
Ask you about your specials and holiday apparel that's probably coming.
You work at a Barnes & Noble? I might call you and ask you what's on your bestsellers list.
Yeah, get them, Travis.
Zing!
Welcome back, WFOD show on Skype, whatever. Travis, what's going on in the Milwaukee?
Milwaukee's burning, sir.
That's sort of by you, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's a few hours away.
You know, Milwaukee is Algonquin for the good land.
That is correct.
So it's Travis's turn to have part of his city burned down.
Yeah. Milwaukee is burning up.
Is it a big topic on your local news channel?
It's pretty much everywhere. It's national news, it's local news. They're saying they're going to kill all the whites, I think.
But the cop that shot the guy, from what I understand, was justified because the guy was running around with a gun.
Had a 30-round clip in a handgun.
By the way, those things barely work.
And he was a black cop.
Yeah, black cop. Killed a black armed, like a gunman that took off running when they pulled him over.
He was at least a burglar because he stole the gun and like 500 rounds of ammo.
Yeah. So yeah, immediately the social media thing is really working to these people's advantage when they want to burn
people.
Any people who want to burn their city.
You know, I've been seeing things and I've been reading the things. You know, I follow a lot of people on the Twitters that post very interesting articles.
Sure.
And somebody posted a thing that was detailing how it seems like a lot of the same people that are getting arrested at all of these protests that turn violent are like the same people.
They might be on tour.
You mean in all the cities?
Yeah, like they go on tour, and I believe that what happens is it's meant to be like a peaceful protest, but then like these plants show up and they like hide in the back and they start like, "Let's set that cop car on fire." And then, like, another one goes, "Yeah!" And then, like, the people in the front are like, "Oh, dude, you know, the crowd is saying we need to set cop cars on fire."
That sounds about right.
Is it really a peaceful protest if two dudes shouting can get you to burn a cop car?
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I think that people are privy to the peer pressures.
Everybody's
susceptible to it.
Yeah, everybody's on edge in the first place when you're protesting a cop shooting. No matter whether it was justified or not, everybody feels like they're being, you know, targeted. So everybody's on edge, and it's really easy to light a match and start that whole thing on fire.
Didn't he have a body camera or some bullshit on him?
He did.
They have footage. That's why they know. Like,
homeboy was running around with a gun. That wasn't debatable. And I mean, like, they had people are, and I mean, who knows what's real and what's not real? But from what I understand, guy's a real piece of shit.
Yeah,
had quite a bit of instances where he did some bad things. I mean, I say, I'm not going to say good riddance, but I mean, there was ever a good riddance to be, he would probably be on the list, you know? I'm not for people dying. That's a bummer.
No.
But if I had to pick a few people to get rid of, I'd probably pick people from the shithead list.
Yeah, not that 13-year-old with a squirt gun in the park.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, whether it's like him
or that guy doing yoga
or the police officer that was chasing him and trying to, you know, stop the guy with the 30-round clip in his pistol
magazine.
You know, I'm going to what'd I say?
Clip.
What's the difference?
A clip doesn't have a spring.
You fucking weird gun people. I own guns and I randomly call them clips. Come on, man.
I don't call them clips. I own clips.
I have
stripper clips that I use on my World War II rifles.
You immediately
okay, so a clip is for a rifle?
No, you immediately know what he's talking about when he says clip.
I don't like mixing up terms.
Jean-Claude Van Damme made a career for a decade saying toss me another clip.
It don't matter what he said. It's not a clip. A clip doesn't have a spring in it. It doesn't have a... It's not boxed like that.
This is a clip of bullets.
Yes, Travis. A clip of bullets.
Travis.
Yeah, Mike.
I don't think I've ever hated Napier quite as much as I hate him right now.
You
I mean, like, you remember, like, a couple weeks ago when Napier was, like, an hour late and then, like, went to his mom's house?
Oh, he brought chicken?
I hated Napier a lot then. But a clip and a mag, it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, especially people who are really into the Second Amendment, they really hate the term clip. And I know that. And I try to say magazine, but sometimes I say clip, and I prefer not to be called out on it.
I am into the World War II stuff. I've got, you know, many firearms that take stripper clips. And I have weapons that take magazines. And I don't like that the terms are interchangeable like that because they're two different objects. And if you saw them side by side, you couldn't get them confused.
Hey, listen, I don't hear you taking offense to the use of slut when you really mean hoe or hoe when you really mean slut.
I always mean what I say. But it's like car guys when you confuse engine and motor.
What's the difference between an engine and a motor?
I don't know. I'm not a car guy. I just got yelled at one time.
So you're just as annoying as this fucking car guy.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
No, he was completely justified. I fucked up the term.
Is a motor like more than just the engine? It's like, no, those are the same thing, right?
I don't know. I got yelled at about it one time. I didn't really.
Listen, well, fuck that guy and fuck you.
No, listen, I guess I can probably side with Napier the more I think about it, because when I look at Craigslist to try to buy collections of comic books and I see people say, all comics in plastic, it really fucking bothers me. It's like they're bags and boards. It's not plastic.
It's a plastic bag.
It's Mylar, actually. It's not plastic.
It's not Mylar. Mylar is silver.
Mylar doesn't have to be silver. It can be clear.
Yeah, and that's what these are, Mylar bags.
And if they're in a bag, they don't have a board on them, and then they're just sitting there pretty much loose.
Yeah, and then if your comics aren't boarded, you're an asshole.
Yeah, you're just fucking up your shit.
So, Milwaukee.
Burning. I just want to say this isn't Milwaukee's best.
There, Anchor, you're my fucking hero.
Motors run on electricity while engines run on combustion. I hate this show. This show, I hate it.
See?
I hate doing it. Like, all day today, I just put off putting the opening and the break together. I hate it, and I want it to die.
No, look, you should use the proper term for the proper thing, because words have meaning, and these terms are important, because...
Why are these terms important?
Well, because if you're actually into something, and you're working on something...
We're not doing an informational show.
What are you, a savage?
I mean, that wasn't even, like, a main part of what we were talking about. I was just making a point that the fellow was carrying around a gun that had 30 rounds of ammunition in it.
He had an extended magazine for his handgun.
Okay,
and now he's dead.
So what happened is he had all the bullets and he ran from cops and he got shot.
Right.
The end.
No, not the end, because then the
they told him that they'd prefer he didn't have a gun.
No, that was like the cold open, was that the guy ran from the cops with a gun, and the actual movie is that Milwaukee is burning 2 days in a row. Going on 3.
I heard they tried to burn down a gas station. That's not safe.
No, they didn't try to. They straight up did.
Yeah, they did.
That gas station gone.
They burnt that gas station just like they burnt that Quick Trip up by you.
And you know what happens? You know, I went over by Ferguson the other day because I had a craving for some Krispy Kreme donuts, Travis.
I like that Krispy Kreme.
You know what happens? They don't put shit back there.
It just sits.
That's just a just vacant like lot now. I mean, it's just, they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to put a new Quick Trip here. You burned the last one down.
That was a nice Quick Trip.
Did they leave the burned remains there too?
No, finally, 2 years later, the burnt remains are gone. And that was just a vacant lot. I mean, they just like, yeah, we just aren't going to put anything here now.
We had a car wash in my town here burn up, I don't know, I want to say 3, 4, 5 months ago. And they suspect arson, but this car wash is just still sitting burnt up in the middle of the parking lot in town. Like, nobody's made a move. Nobody's been out there. It's just in the exact same shape as it was the morning somebody burnt it down.
Right.
Oh, yeah. There's still parts of Ferguson wherever they burnt shit that it's not coming back. I mean, I'd be shocked if they all had insurance regularly. That place is dead.
So a clip is like for assault or like a rifle.
It's to hold rounds not in a magazine.
Or a bag of chips that's not quite gone.
Like extra rounds?
Yeah, think of it like a little piece of metal that holds everything together, and then you put it on top of the rifle, and then you slide the rounds into the magazine.
So they feed into the magazine?
They feed into the magazine. And then the magazine holds them for the rifle. So you got these stripper clips, and then it makes reloading easier when you only got like a 5-round magazine in your rifle.
But listen to me. Why is it called a magazine? I read magazines on the toilet.
Because
that's,
it's an enclosure.
That's already a thing.
That sounded like a joke that Jerry Seinfeld like started to write.
Yeah.
And then just
couldn't find a punchline.
He was like, "Yeah, no, this doesn't work."
What's the deal with magazines?
Well, I read magazines on the toilet, but they also feed into clips.
Nope.
The only thing
I read magazines on the toilet. But they also feed handguns.
Why do people ride buses? Who are these people?
Don't get me started on airline peanuts.
Milwaukee is burning.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, if I can compliment you on your Seinfeld impression, I'm going to do that. A+, 10 out of 10.
Thanks, Travis.
You're welcome. I hope to hear more of it in the future.
You never know when the Seinfeld bit will come back up again.
Am I the only one that didn't like that show?
Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Why didn't you like Seinfeld?
Couldn't get into it. I didn't find anything funny about it.
Why do they say that I sound broken? Is it because I'm doing a bad Seinfeld impression?
Hey.
They expect more from me.
You don't
here
talk
I am
down
doing
on your Seinfeld
bad impression. Seinfeld impressions.
No.
Well, I'll explain it to you, Travis's root beer in chat. You see, I was interrupted about 20 minutes into the show by a PR guy telling me that the guest I was expecting in 10 minutes wasn't coming.
I think the
better term is
manager. And then
we went to break to regroup, and soon after we came back, Napier killed my momentum to correct me on the differences between magazines and clips.
That's because you were wrong, sir.
So I saw a story, Travis. Apparently, on stage the other night, Adele said that she was offered the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh.
That she turned it down because she just didn't think that the Super Bowl halftime show was for her.
No,
the
fuck
does that mean?
And immediately following that, the NFL put out a press release that says, "Man, we didn't offer Adele shit."
That does seem like a weird request, Adele. Don't they normally
listen?
Have
you watched the last like 5-6 years of the Super Bowl halftime show? Adele does not seem off for them.
Well, I mean, who do you really expect? It doesn't really matter. Who do we have on the line here? Who's calling me now?
Rabbit Soundings.
Hi.
Hi.
What's
That's
up?
That's not your real name.
What? What?
Can you have Nate unlock the car?
Are you?
What the fuck happened here, Mike? How did this go so far off the rails?
Travis Napier's wife is
called to ask.
Is outside.
She called to ask if he could unlock the car.
She called the live call-in number to ask Napier to unlock his car.
She didn't text him. She didn't.
This is a bit, right? You guys are goofing on me, right?
Okay, let's get to the punchline. I can't wait. It's going to be super funny.
This is a bit, is what it is.
I'm waiting. It's going to be really good. I cannot wait. Is the payoff coming yet?
I hate this show, Travis. I hate
it. Hey, everybody. I'm really happy you guys listened to this one. We have one extra episode. This is a double dick week. So we have one extra episode coming out probably at the end of the week. But just so you know, this is it.
Anchor,
this is the last week we're
Anchor
doing this
is
show.
Now... It's the final two shows.
Final two shows.
Mike, did you finally break?
Yeah, our phone line's really hopping tonight.
I hope you really...
We had two guests on
Anchor is posting
pictures
of car keys in the chat.
Mike, do you remember when I used to be really trying to get people to call the show and say every week, we got to look at it. Yeah, we just want to talk to you. Anything you want to talk about. I rescind that. I don't want any of you fucking people to call ever about anything, especially about unlocking a car door or about how a guest can't show up.
Well, no, that was fair. I mean,
no.
What was fair?
He called us to let us know he wasn't coming. It was better than, letting us wait. It was polite.
I don't think it's better at all.
Why?
I think when that phone line rang, Mike was anticipating on the other side of that phone call was going to be the guest that we anticipated.
No, it was too early for him. He wasn't supposed to call in that early.
He's a busy guy. You never know when he's going to call.
Well, so what were we going to do, not take the phone call?
Seinfeld's going to call. Hey, guys!
What do? You just don't take the phone call? The guest said they want to do it now.
Seinfeld!
When did our britches get so big that we just say, no, you're going
to
have to come back in like 10.
It's a car getting coffee. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
So, rabbit poundings. Were you listening to the show in the car?
I was not, no.
You weren't?
No.
So you weren't even in on the bit.
I was not.
You didn't realize what you were doing was just going to feed into me losing my mind.
No, and I do apologize.
Mike,
but
you
do realize
sense.
That anything you do could definitely feed into Mike losing his mind, right? Like anything at all.
So you called the number during the show. Why didn't you just text him?
I did, actually. I texted both him on Messenger and I texted you on Messenger. I texted him in advance to let him know that we were done with foods and that I was going to be on my way as a convenience.
There it is, Travis. Can you have him unlock the car for me? I got a text message.
I was actually anticipating just sitting in the car while waiting for the show to be over because I know you don't like to be interrupted during a recording.
Since we're doing an interview, what was in the car that you needed?
I actually needed to put away smoky juice that I got for him and food that I got for him to have for lunch tomorrow.
But you would have just, brought it and sat in here for 15 minutes and then gone home, right?
However long, but I would have sat in the car. I was totally fine with that, but
why didn't you?
He came to the door.
Why are you here?
Because there's only one pair of keys, and he has them on his person.
I thought he opened it.
No, her and her mom were doing dinner, and then I guess she dropped her off here because it was closer.
Did it look closer? Let me ask you a question. When you're making dinner, does it look as exciting as it does when you ride a merry-go-round?
I actually have more time, more fun cooking than I did while my mom was taking photos of us on the merry-go-round. Yes.
It
because
was...
unlike her, I actually quick take photos. I don't make everybody stand there and wait while somebody's trying to close down the ride.
And also her phone wasn't auto-focusing very fast, so she kept telling us to wait.
Yeah.
Napier, so your lady buys you your vape juice and she buys you food for lunch the next day?
Yeah, it's a Peroni's pizza. It's a St. Louis style. It's pretty good.
The whole pizza? You're going to eat the whole pizza for lunch tomorrow?
No, I'm probably going to have like 3 slices or something.
But then we can have the rest for dinner tomorrow and we don't have to leave the house tomorrow for dinner.
Yeah, just hang out and drink.
Why wouldn't you leave the house?
Because I am very antisocial and I'd rather just hang out at the house and watch Netflix with the wife.
Also, it's Tuesday. Nothing happens on Tuesday.
You watch Stranger Things yet?
I haven't been watching the house. Like House.
Dr. House MD, you mean?
Yes.
I can't get behind that. Interview over.
Why not?
You don't like House? The hell is wrong with you? It's great. He's all dour.
I said the interview's over.
He's all dour and he hates life and most people. He's like, you know, fucking Grumpy Cat, if Grumpy Cat was a person. And a doctor that hated his patients for interrupting his day.
So a lot like Mike.
So kind of like Mike with guests. Hey, you remember that thing you invited my friend on? Now? Well, no, it won't happen. Just letting you know. Oh, we're live? Ah, cool. Hey, folks. How's it going? Guess who's not showing up tonight?
Oh, boy.
So, Travis, what are you drinking?
Bullet Rye Whiskey is what I'm drinking tonight. It's my favorite whiskey. I like to, there's only a couple of places around town that carry it, so I have to make a special trip. And much like you, I don't like to go too far away from my home.
Exactly.
So sometimes I settle for Jameson because everybody carries Jameson, you know. But this, my weird tooth problem had caused me to make that special trip and get this Bullet Rye Whiskey.
Does that work with teeth? I don't think it does. I think it just gets you drunk.
I feel great.
Excellent.
And, not thinking about my tooth, even though I just bit down on it and it did hurt. But I'm going to go chew on some aspirin when we're done and then drink some more of this whiskey and then go to sleep. And then I won't think about it.
God, that sounds amazing. Right, Mike? Mike is not very... He doesn't have a smile on his face. I'm used to seeing Mike angry smiling at least. You know, where he's kind of like jokering it up. Or he's obviously, you know, cracked years ago. And now all the absurdities of... having to deal with people and life.
So today he bowed out. All right, well, if Mike's bowing out, I'm just going to go ahead and list some stuff on eBay, if you don't mind.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, it's a Chris Brake. I just want to let you know before I forgot that Jake wanted to thank you guys for letting him in on the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Oh, do we have an update? How'd Suicide Squad do?
$222 million.
But what percentage are they getting of that?
Not as much as you would think. What did I see? The last update I think Mike posted said 90 points, which is still quite good. That's been this update for the Hollywood Fantasy League.
So, Chris, how are you enjoying the Fantasy League? Chris is gone.
Thanks, Chris Brake, for calling into the show. It's been a real good one, and we welcome all your calls.
More or less.
We welcome most of your calls.
Mike doesn't welcome very many calls, apparently.
Napier, did you see Crimson Peak?
No, I didn't.
Do you like Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of his, too. And I started watching this Crimson Peak flick a couple of weekends ago, and I might have had a little bit of a booze in me and maybe some else. But I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, I'm right away I can see it's not what I thought it was going to be. It seemed like a movie that if you color-corrected it and made it black and white, it would be the type of movie you would see on like TMC, you know, Turner Classic Movies. Just really like subdued, and the acting is obviously they're stretching it to try to fit that kind of time frame. I fell asleep, so I don't know how it ended, but
so not an attention grabber.
Not an attention grabber, no. And I like Guillermo as well. And this seemed to be like his passion project for a lot of years, and it upset me that it didn't inspire passion in myself.
I think Mike wants to end the show deeply, so I would like you to convince me to watch that 80s show on Netflix.
Listen, Stranger Things, if you grew up in the 80s, there, if you are fans of the Goonies or the Monster Squad, if you're fans of Poltergeist, if you're a fan of any of those kind of movies, those Amblin movies, that Amblin feel that Super 8 tried to achieve but did not. I did like Super 8, but if you went into it thinking it was going to give you that, it didn't. But if you want that feeling of watching something from the 80s or watching something in the 80s, you're going to get that feeling. And I might be a little bit older than you, so you maybe are not looking for that. But if you are, Stranger Things is the correct thing. And it 8 episodes, they kept it kind of succinct, so it didn't stretch out too long. And all of the children did an amazing job. They're all like kids, like 12, 13 years old. And super believable as kids from the 80s playing Dungeons and Dragons. And
is there laser tag?
No laser tag. But it's like a tight-knit group, you know. I don't think kids even have these kind of core friend groups anymore, you know, like they did in the 80s, just because everybody's on the internet and sharing shit socially like that. But this is an age where you had to go to a buddy's house to hang out with them. You had to call them on a landline. And it's a throwback to simpler times with a supernatural twist.
That makes me smile inside. I'm going to drink a whole bunch of vodka and watch it tonight.
You should. You should drink all the vodka.
I got a lot of vodka.
He is not drinking all
drink,
of the vodka. No way.
Drink half of the vodka.
There we go.
No.
And watch Stranger Things. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a fun little show. And I'm happy that they announced that it was coming back for a season 2, which was going to be a direct sequel. And also look for an Easter egg that was applicable to me, where the little fat kid, who is the breakout star of the show as far as I'm concerned, at one point he's wearing a t-shirt with a deer on it that says Wapaka, Wisconsin, which is only about 35 minutes away from me.
Excellent. We got some callbacks. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to do That's My Mama before Mike strikes me. That's My Mama. Bye, guys.
Guys.
Watch Stranger Things.
That wasn't a show. Was that a show? That wasn't even a show.
I think that's one of our better ones we've done in a month.
Oh, you think that's one of the better shows we've done recently?
It's got you animated, doesn't it?
A+. It inspired feelings of emotion in you.
It certainly did that, Travis.
Yep, so A+.
Mike, anger and frustration, those are emotions.
Most people would say that anger and frustration are the number one emotions that spur creativity.
Exactly. How can you win if you don't have spite in your heart?
Wow.
Just remember, Mike, you're not out there for your own glory. You're there to fuck over the little guy who can't get on top.
Travis, do you have anything else you want to get off your chest?
No, I think that about covers it. I'm a perpetuant of the Stranger Things. I think I did that. Suicide Squad, A+. I wouldn't say A+.
A+! Travis! A+, come on!
Oh, now I gotta watch this monstrosity.
That movie stunk!
How could it stink? It's got Will Smith in it.
Travis. Will Smith carried that motion picture. I don't give it an A+. I give it a B-.
No, you keep going.
You fuck yourself.
You fuck yourself. That's not a B-, Travis.
Entertainment Weekly's Travis Hull says...
B-, Travis? Are you fucking kidding me?
Entertainment Weekly's Travis Hull says, Batman versus Superman, A-.
Mike's going to have a stroke here.
Entertainment Weekly's Travis Hull says, Batman and Robin, S.
Travis, why was there so many goddamn songs in that movie, Travis? Why was there so many songs? I like songs in movies. I like a well-placed song.
You know,
I'm a fan.
That argument is wrong. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, again. Guardians of the Galaxy did it really well. They were just adding songs that had no purpose whatsoever. They just like, hey, there's some time when people aren't talking. Let's add a goddamn song.
There's always a song.
Song after song after song.
Watch every movie ever made, and there's always...
The first 45 minutes, they just play, like, every fucking 70s and 80s song there is. And then the last 45 minutes, no songs!
So you're saying it's stylized.
It's two different movies! They just stop playing songs after establishing, this is a movie we're going to play lots of songs in.
I will not disagree, because the first 45 minutes, to me, were amazing. The last...
Amazing?
It's like a long music video, right?
Travis.
The beginning of that movie was amazing.
Travis, I'm not going to tell you what to like. I'm not going to. You can like whatever you want, but I don't believe you really liked that movie. I can't believe it.
I liked the beginning of it, and then it trailed off at the end.
Travis, that movie stunk. That movie was garbage.
You're telling me.
Here's the thing, Travis. I watched that movie, and it's even more frustrating because I see that movie, and I think, like, even with the footage that they shot, even with what they had, that could have been a good movie. And that's what frustrates me so much, is how bad it is when I know that what they had could have been good. I think that makes it even worse.
So what you're saying is, during the first part of the movie, they watched Guardians of the Galaxy, and they said, we should do that. And then the last part of the movie, they watched Deadpool, and they're like, oh, well, we should do that.
No, there was no Guardians of the Galaxy. There was
the
no
first
Deadpool.
Part of the movie was an amazing comic book homage, because they had to capture all of these people. So to get them into their prison, it was just how you would think supervillains would be captured. They were captured by superheroes. So it was the backstory on who they were, how they ended up in the prison. And it was really good.
And Common is in the movie, Napier. And I have no idea why Common is in the movie.
Where's Common? Actor?
Common is in the movie. He has a bunch of tattoos on his face. He goes into a bar and he tells the Joker, hey, Joker, your girlfriend's really attractive.
Well, that was Common, wasn't it?
And the Joker says, hey, you want to fuck my girlfriend? And then he invites Harley Quinn over. And he's like, hey, Harley Quinn, fuck Common. And Harley Quinn is like, okay, I'll fuck Common. And Common says, no, man, I'm not going to fuck your girlfriend. That's your girlfriend. And Joker says, the fuck, man? You don't want to fuck my girlfriend? And then he shoots Common.
So this is a comic book movie?
That was a flashback in the movie.
He was offended in the first place that Common said, hey, what a nice piece of ass you have.
It'd be like, hey, man, your girlfriend's is pretty. Okay, thanks.
He didn't say that, though.
You want to fuck my girlfriend?
Pretty. It was like,
hey, you want to fuck my girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right? You want to fuck her?
That was one of my favorite scenes, actually. I love that. I love that so much. And then he just shoots him in the face.
If I knew that scene was in there, I would have gone and
but
seen
why
it
did
already.
Why did he kill Common? Because Common didn't want to disrespect him and fuck his girlfriend. I would take that as like, oh, well, that's nice of you to not fuck my girlfriend.
Common should have wisened up and not told Joker his girlfriend was hot when his girlfriend wasn't even in the room. Don't talk about his girlfriend.
Be like, hey, man, your girlfriend's is hot. I can see her over there. She's doing a little butt dance. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she's doing a butt dance. I'll have her come over here and she can fuck you.
Maybe don't tell the Joker his girlfriend's hot. The Joker.
I guess what you learn is when the Joker says, fuck my girlfriend, you fuck his girlfriend.
Yep. If Joker says, fuck Harley Quinn, you just whip it out and say, all right, I'm gay.
Wait, you want me to, like, fuck her right here?
In front of you, Joker?
This is public, man. I mean, I'm a badass dude. I got tattoos on my face, but come on.
I mean, I know we're in the VIP section, but
I'll
damn.
I'll get arrested, Joker.
I don't think Joker gives a fuck.
That Joker stunk. The villain stunk.
Was Batfleck in there?
Batfleck was in it. He was fine, I guess. Harley Quinn's accent came and went, but...
That I agree with. It did come and go.
I can get over that. But there was just so many elements of that movie that I felt could have been good, but weren't. That movie fucking stunk. And the 40% that it got on Metacritic is being generous. Because that movie was a turd, man. A fucking turd. Batman vs. Superman was better than Suicide Squad.
That's saying a lot.
And I hated Batman vs. Superman. And Travis said yesterday that I'm influenced by what other people say, and other people said it stunk, and so I think it stinks because other people said it stunk. And no, that's not true. I saw the movie, and it stunk.
Mike, can you do me a favor? Can you reenact the lines from when Batman asked Superman if he can bleed?
Do you bleed? You will.
I would take that as a threat if I was Superman. That's fucking creepy.
You'll fucking bleed, Superman. I'll make you. I'll make blood come out of you.
Why does Batman sound like Bane?
Hey, Superman. Do you bleed?
We'll put up another show this week, I think. Maybe with an interview in it.
Maybe not. Guess we'll see.
Either way, strokes for everybody. That's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Everybody, it's Napier. You should listen to us Mondays at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You should go to wfodix.com for back episodes. You should interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or on facebook.com/WFODix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Call live or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. That is 487-HAND. Our Patreons include Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Jody B. Send bite feet pics. Show him your delicious tootsies. Rub butter up against him and make him all slimy. Don't shave your foot hairs, he likes them. Leave a little bit of stubble for that nice surprise. If you really want to get him interested, rub a nice uncooked hot dog in between them. Use your toes like cleavage. Make sure to make it a sloppy sounding video.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODix.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us, right?